Welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories and pictures and stuff that I post for you all. And, gosh, it's the first Sunday of August. It's Seafair Sunday. We have got the Hydros going on and Blue Angels this afternoon, but I-90 is not closing for the first time ever. But I'd suggest you be a little careful going over there. Anyway, we are in the middle of Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of that, we're going to welcome back to Animal World the chief cook and bottle washer for Help Animals India, and that would be Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning, Martha, everyone. A nice cold Sunday here in Seattle.
All right, yeah, you've got, you should have gray skies down where you are, huh?
Yeah, we're enjoying it.
And you're right, it's a little chilly out there, 64 degrees currently.
Yeah, we like it this way.
Well, I'm going to say, I've just started the show saying, you know, how blessed we are to live here, considering what's going on with the weather every place else. We've had beautiful weather, and I for one, am so grateful just to have a cool period for a while and more normal what I grew up with weather, you know, gray skies, a little bit of drizzle here or there. But I would actually like to get more rain. My trees and everything could really use some rain. So I'm hoping for a little more rain before we get the sun back, but who knows?
Yeah.
But well, good to know that you're comfortable in the cooler weather as well.
Yes, thank you. So,
I know that you've got some big news because you got some publishing an article published this week that you told me about. So,
okay. Well, I would.
And,
like
but to- but anyway, before we get to that, let's make sure that you let us know what Help Animals India is all about.
Okay, so Help Animals India is a USA 501c3 charity, and we're located in Seattle. And we give grants, training, and advice to the animal shelters and the animal groups in India and Nepal. And we've been doing this for over two decades. Wow. And so our outreach has really made a difference for the animals and the lives of the people who love them. So, you know, there's a lot of great activists in India, and they just need some help because the resources is a lot less, and the knowledge of vet knowledge that was lacking. So we saw a need and we stepped in and we're still doing it.
Yeah, it's amazing because I think it started with you just having an attraction to India and going and visiting.
Yes, I'm a lifelong animal rescuer, and I knew how it was to go out on the street and see animals needing help. And then when I went to India for studying Eastern religions, I said, oh, no. So, I mean, as I always say to people, you know, gathering here, if there's a puppy outside, everyone would just rush out, you know.
Yeah.
And then, you know, what is this, a puppy? Oh. But, you know, there, that's the life where, you know, you have all the animals on the street. And
well, yeah, you shock me when you tell me that there's like 33 million street dogs in the country.
Yeah.
Hopefully that population's going down a little bit, that you're making a dent.
Yeah, you know, I do make a dent, but the sad fact is if you don't keep doing it every year, because there's some areas where, you know, you have a project and you do the spay-neuter for the street dogs, and then if you slack off in a couple of years, it comes back.
So, yeah, I think when you started all of this, I don't think there was even much spaying and neutering going on for these animals, was there?
Oh yes. There's something called the Animal Welfare Board of India, and one of the groups that we support, one of the largest groups, they made it illegal to, they passed a law where it was illegal to kill the street dogs.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, so that was in 1960. So this is a battle that's been going on for decades. It doesn't mean there isn't some cruelty in parts of India where people are just set up with dogs running around the neighborhood and, you know, chasing the motorbikes and, you know, the children might be afraid to play outside to get bitten. So a lot of the groups we support give training, educating to the school children. And when I was in India, I did address some school girls. It was really thrilling, and they were very sweet and children, and, you know, telling them how to interact with the community dogs, so, you know, they don't get bit. And if they did get bit, you know, what to do right away, because there still is a fear of rabies there. So I'd like to launch into the cats, because we're just following up with, you know, Meow Cat Rescue. And
well, yeah, I was going to just say, you know, that I think, you know, the dogs and the dog overpopulation has been overwhelming and kind of got all the attention. But I think, you know, you've said that, you know, there wasn't much there. There is also, you know, feral cat situation and so forth, and that you've had to do a lot of work in terms of getting some help in that regard, and trap, neuter, releasing and all of that, and spaying and neutering. So what is going on with the cats over there?
Well, somehow I don't use the word feral cats for India somehow. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
I would call them community cats, because...
Community cats. That's the right way.
They're not really as wild. It's such an overpopulated place that they're just sort of mixing in with everybody else. So I wouldn't say they're, you know, like as tame as our house cats. But I haven't seen the true ferals that we have here.
So, interesting.
It is interesting. And cats as pets in some places is relatively new. And but in some of the cities and the projects where people might be just in an apartment or, you know, are starting to get cats as pets. However, there was no spay neuter available because the vets were not trained in that. And the vets traditionally were trained in India mostly to treat cows. And then with the animal birth control program, they learned how to do spay-neuter for the dogs. But since the cats were not a big problem with rabies, so not a human health concern, they didn't learn how to do cat spay-neuter. So we did have some we sponsored some training for vets to come, and that's slowly improving.
Wonderful, and, wonderful.
And I just got the news that the project we helped the most, they just completed 3,500 spay neuters in the
Wow.
This is a teeming city of Bangalore, millions and millions of people. So they have apartments and projects where people live in. And so there's a lot of stray cats and, community cats. So not everyone likes them in their buildings. You know, and of course, you know, the people who feed them, they have to have an option where to take them. So that's what the main, I would say it's the biggest spay neuter project for cats in India. Now, the other
wow.
animal shelters do a few, but they don't concentrate on that. And, of course, it's, you know, they call it a TNR, trap, neuter, and release, as you know.
Yeah, because, you know, community cats or feral cats, obviously now it totally makes sense to me, Eileen, now that you explain it, you know, that India is much more populated with humans. And the setup is different than living here. And I don't imagine that there's big areas of countryside where you can have lots of feral cats out wild, that because of all the people, all the dogs and everything, that they are more socialized and, you know, than are, you know, wild or feral cats over here.
Yeah. So and that, they have that, other, that, yeah, other kind of cat, wild cats, like, rusty spotted cats, and you know, so those are a lot of wild cats still, you know, larger cats like we have here in the mountains.
But isn't it amazing? It's just been, you know, in a relatively short period of time that they've even known how to spay cat, you know, spay and neuter cats, because it just wasn't something that the vets were taught to do.
Yeah, and it wasn't a need. People didn't have cats as much as pets. So,
you guys are doing such amazing work. You know, I mean, doesn't sound like this would have happened if it wasn't for you know, Help Animals India and your support with all of this.
Well, you know, there's a lot of groups helping in India, and we're so far. We're, you know, the other end of the world. But there's a lot of great people who've gone there from England, and Australia is a lot closer. And so, you know, there's many, many groups helping. We're just doing our part. So unfortunately, I know we named it Help Animals India because I wanted to make it clear to USA people, you know, where we were helping. But unfortunately, the name has kind of caught on, and we get a lot of inquiries from all over India. So I do have some help. Even though it says on our website, you know, we can help your, you know, they saw an injured cow, they saw an injured monkey, they saw, you know, they don't know what to do. So they just go online, and we come up. So
gotcha, okay.
There's animal groups all over India, thousands and thousands of them. And the concept of helping animal welfare is the most ancient in India than the whole world. The concept of ahimsa, non-harming, and these animal groups are not new in India. It's just that they didn't have, you know, it's still a very poor country, so our money can help a great deal there, but it doesn't mean they didn't have the concept of animal welfare there. They have it very strongly, unlike some other countries where, you know, it's not even considered. And so that's why, you know, how can you help in an area? You have to have several factors available to you. You have to have the means to help and the how to help. You can't just, you know, start from very hard to start from nothing. So that they do have the animal groups in India already, and we only started one group that is totally dependent upon us. So otherwise they are all, you know, functioning, and they just need a guiding hand and some money as we can. So we give small grants to many different groups.
Yeah, that's what I really find most impressive about Help Animals India, Eileen, and what you've created, because they are not in India. Eileen is here, local, here in Seattle, and runs Help Animals India from this area. But so you can't like go to India and go to Help Animals India. You don't have like a storefront or a shelter or a rescue there. What Help Animals India, as Eileen is describing, they support all kinds of different organizations and kind of put the support where it's needed. And just really fortunate that Eileen is such a great organizer and has put all of this together. And I think with her abilities and the way she organizes this, that, gosh, Eileen, you guys are able to help so many animals and so many people over there with their groups and what they're trying to do and getting, you know, vets and education and all of that. It just is a wonderful, wonderful organization you've put together. And I'm just so impressed with everything that you do, Eileen.
Thank you.
Now, and it isn't just dogs, you know, street dogs, street cats, all of that stuff you deal with. There are all kinds of other animals in India that we don't have to deal with over here. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock and we need to take care of advertisers and kind of stay on schedule. So let's go ahead and do that. Then we'll find out from Eileen anything more about the dog and cat situations we need to know about. We got to check on the elephants and find out about that and anything else that's going on that we need to know about and how we can help. So stay right where you are, everybody. Eileen Weintraub is here, and we're talking Help Animals India straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Bored with the other stations hammering away on the same old talking points? Try alternative talk 1150 and get some variety.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our Seafair edition of Animal World, but we're here until noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150, and we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and gosh, all kinds of great stuff coming up at Ananda, and we will be chatting with them at 11:30 today. Sita's going to join us because some of the most popular and biggest classes of the year are coming up, so we're going to be telling you all about that later in the show. In the meantime, you can check them out at AnandaWashington.org, AnandaWashington.org. And remember, our wonderful sound healer, Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center, is available to help you with healing, physical or emotional issues. And she can work with you in person at the Whispering Dragon Center in her home. Great location. It just is an unbelievable experience to experience the gongs and the acutonic forks and all of the wonderful healing work that she does. So you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, whispering-dragon.com, or Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. And you can give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, then. We are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen Weintraub from Help Animals India. Good morning again, Eileen.
Good morning. So we do have some big news happening right now.
Oh, do tell.
Well, as we speak, the fifth elephant is arriving at the Animal Rescue Center, and her name is Lakshmi. And, you know, Lakshmi is the goddess of wealth and good fortune. So
I love that, Lakshmi. That's a neat name. So Lakshmi is joining the herd.
Yeah, that's number five.
This is all female elephants, right?
Yes. I guess males are, some of the males are too difficult to keep in captivity.
Yeah, usually they have to be kept by themselves sometimes, you know, in captivity.
Yeah.
But, so you've got five.
This is a long process. The first elephant was rescued in 2017. And when I was there in September, there was just three. So, you know, two more have come. They're hoping to have a total of eight. But Martha and listeners, there's some trouble. The authorities, where we rescue the elephants from, are putting up a big fight. And you think these places have hundreds of elephants, and they don't like any of the elephants to, they don't like the bad press that they're not keeping them well. So it's worse than our Woodland Park Zoo situation. Worse. And I can only talk about it because I don't think the authorities in India are listening right now.
Uh-huh.
So this is a battle. It's going on in the courts. They feel that keeping these elephants in captivity are just fine. And they even brought up, you put a collar on a dog. You know, you tie up your dog.
Well, a dog is not an elephant, excuse me.
Yeah. So they have the elephants in chains, and it's also a very difficult issue because it's a religious issue.
Well, so that's interesting. So the kind of the powers that be are upset with the elephant rescue because they don't like the implication that their elephants in captivity are not being housed appropriately and cared for properly.
Yes.
So therefore, they're going to take it out on the rescues, like you guys.
Yeah.
What are they trying to do? Are they trying to stop you from rescuing these elephants, or what?
They're having they're putting petitions in the court, and so it's all beyond beyond us here. And but we do have the five, you know, the five elephants. So it's a wonderful thing. And
but I mean, are they trying to make it illegal to rescue elephants or something? Or what are they trying to do?
Something like that. It's very complicated. So that's about all I want to say.
All right. So anyway, there's issues with all of that. So you can really use some support with donations in order to be able to help these elephants.
Yes. And we did just give a substantial donation. And we want to, you know, keep them going. And these are the sweetest elephants. You know, I met them. And when you just see them interacting and how happy they are with their new freedom. And they're just absolutely darling elephants.
Well, I'm wondering, just to kind of connect a little more, you mentioned that Lakshmi is the latest fifth elephant that's just being added and joining the sanctuary. Do you know what's the backstory on her? Do you know can you share with us where she's come from and
well,
what her background
she's also
was?
From a temple, and you know, traditions are changing. And it's just not cool to have, you know, the Indians have the god Ganesh, the god of good fortune, and he's the elephant-headed god. So
right.
They would take an elephant at a young age and train her up to live in the temple by herself and give blessings to the temple goers. So it's no life for an elephant to be enslaved like that. So that's
well, of course not. We know that elephants are herd animals and they need their family. And not to mention the fact that they need to walk miles and miles and miles. And so just one single elephant in a temple is not a healthy or happy elephant.
Well, we're trying to support five of them, and it is expensive. You know, it's about $1,000 a month per elephant, which, you know, compared to how much it would cost in this country, you know, 10 times that. But
I'm wondering, like with Lakshmi, she was a temple elephant. And, you know, not if you can't share details, that's okay. But I'm wondering, in her case, was it a situation where there is more enlightenment coming and things are changing, like you said, and the temple voluntarily gave her up to a rescue,
really,
or do you know, or can you say?
We really can't say at this point. And the pandemic, you know, played a part in it where people can't afford to feed them.
And, gotcha.
You know, and these are elephants that obviously cannot go back into the wild. So they need a place.
Yeah, wonderful. And, well, isn't it wonderful that you can have...
No,
and
it's just, you know, the Forest Department of the state, you know, they've been supportive. So, you know, there's many, many different parties at play. We just have to help as we can and pray.
So, you're the elephant sanctuary that you've got going on. So, we've added elephant number five, Lakshmi's... joining. Do you have room to add more elephants?
The night. Well, they're hoping to have a total of eight from the facilities that we've helped build.
Oh, okay. So you can you can take three more eventually.
Eventually.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, that
so
that
right now it's the middle of the night, and you know it's India, and she's arriving right now. So very exciting.
Ah, so it's happening as we speak, huh? Well, let's all think good energy and good prayers for Lakshmi in that her introduction. Now, I'm assuming that at this rescue that they would have some kind of plan for integrating a new elephant.
Yeah.
Do you know,
yes,
do they keep her by herself for a while? Is she next to the other? How do they handle an integration, Eileen?
Well, slowly. And of the elephants that are there, they sort of have their favorites where, you know, some of them are, you know, better buddies with the other one, and, you know, things have developed. And the one elephant, the oldest elephant, Anisha, she's had some injuries from her days. She was a logging elephant.
Oh.
And, you know, they don't have roads for the logging, so they don't bring up trucks. So they had used an elephant to drag the log.
Right.
She has some bad arthritis. So we some of the other elephants sort of protect her and care for her. But elephants in India...
That my thinking, Eileen, just the thing is what you were saying, she has arthritis and is kind of infirmed and all of that. I was the sort of thing that maybe you were going to say, so the other elephants are kind of picking on her. But that's not part of elephant temperament. You said the other elephants protect her. Yeah. They are such incredible animals.
No, elephants don't do anything like that.
Yeah. But they're really incredible animals, and they are very intelligent and great communicators and very much family-oriented. And
Well, India has the longest tradition of elephant keeping, and the elephant, even the word keeping, elephant assisting, and there's another word that we need to change. So the person who takes care of the elephant is called a mahout, M-A-H-O-U-T, and they are dedicated to the elephant's welfare. So each elephant has their mahout, and they live at the facility generally with their families. So that's a very old tradition of elephant keeping, elephant assisting, caretaking. In India, so you know.
Now, when like Lakshmi, when she comes to the rescue, moving in, does she come with a mahout of her own?
Do your elephants
have mahouts, or does the things change once they're in the sanctuary?
They might have that. You know, so these mahouts are dedicated to their elephant. You know, they might consider them family. So that's something that goes on for generations. However, the situation, the financial situation in India has changed so much, so it's difficult for mahouts to make a living. Anyhow, it's all complicated. It's beyond us. So we just try and do what we can for this ancient tradition and helping the elephants, because they are the most magnificent beings and deserve our support. And you know, their population is way down. India used to have thousands of wild elephants, and now much, much less. And you know, habit like many other places, habitat loss is the greatest threat to them. And farmers don't want elephants trampling through their land.
Is there much of a wild elephant population anymore in India?
I don't have all off the top of my head, but yes, I forgot how many thousands there are, but that population is way down.
Another thing I'm wondering, you know, like in Africa, with African elephants and stuff, there's a big problem with poaching, going after the tusks and so forth. Does that happen in India too?
Less of a problem of poaching than in Africa.
Okay.
Well, a couple months because they don't have the tusks. So,
That makes sense.
But still, they are more protected. No, the problem though, they get hit on the train tracks. They've had to put in special signaling to warn trains if there's an elephant on the track, you know, things like that. So they're in danger from other situations. And the drought has taken a big toll on them in various situations. You know, now the rains have come, which is very good. They had flooding in some of the shelters. We helped with that. And now the big worry is the way we get hurricane season here, they get cyclones. So now we have to keep an eye out for that. So a lot of what Help Animals India does also is a disaster relief. When there's a big situation that impacts some of the groups, so we have to have some money on hand in order to help rebuild and rescue the animals as we can.
Gosh, that's just great. I mean, that's what the one that's so great about Help Animals India. It sounds like you just adjust to whatever the need is. You find a way to help. That's really
well,
cool.
Well, it's sometimes it's terrifying. You know, you don't know what you're going to the next day will bring. But, you know, that's true for any animal rescue.
So anything else going on that we need to know about?
Oh, this rescue of baby monkey. And
I was wondering if monkeys might come up because that's another animal that we don't have on our streets, but that they can be a problem.
Well, yeah, but they're also very darling. It's just that they are, the India has, you know, our electrical ones, a lot of them are buried in our city, but out there, they're all still outside. So a lot of the monkeys go on it, they can get electrified. So, you know, they might, they can need rescue at that point. And there's no, the spay neuter for them is very difficult. So, you know, they
Wow. Well, I wouldn't even think, but yeah, you're right, because monkeys breed like any other animal. Isn't
yeah.
that a bit, boy, yeah, it's hard to imagine a spay neuter, you know, a TNR program for monkeys. That would be very challenging.
They have had them. On the latest. And of course, the dream of all the shelters and animal rescue worldwide is that, you know, the chemical sterilant, which we hope will be a reality in the next 10 years for sure. So there's groups working on that. There's been a lot of failed attempts at that where, you know, they use a chemical sterilant that causes side effects and cancer. So there's been a lot of misstarts with that. So we hope that'll improve. So in the future will be better for all.
Well, gosh, so, you know, there's all kinds of animals that need help in India, and then, of course, the storms and disaster relief and all of that. And, of course, if you'd like to keep up on what's going on and be able to help, you can do that through the Help Animals India website. So let's talk a little bit before we're done, Eileen, about how people can be in touch with Help Animals India and how and what kind of help you need right now.
Well, we would just love to see that you signed up for our email list, and we only do it about 6 times a year. Okay, so
anything that Eileen puts out is always incredibly good and informative, the best pictures, the best videos, the best stories. I mean, she's got this down to a science. So she doesn't bug you with all kinds of, you know, garbage email that you don't want to get. Everything is important, and it's rare that she's sending out anyway. But we'd love you to join the email list. And the best way to do that is go to the website, helpanimalsindia.org.
Yeah, it comes up, helpanimalsindia.org, or it comes up right away, and you don't have to put in your address. You just, the email is all. And we'd love to see any local people. Really cheers us up. So thank you.
Yep. And then, of course, you can also make a donation through the website.
Yes. And the dollar goes very far in India. And we can spay or neuter a street dog for, I think it's $20 now. And but, you know, just think of the, and that's for Nepal also, which is a wonderful country. And we know all the activists there. It really makes a huge difference. Every dog or cat that's, you know, spayed and neutered, you know, generations down the line, it prevents so much suffering. You know, I get videos of just hordes and hordes of puppies, and, you know, kittens, and, you know, they all need our help.
All right. So if you want to help too, or even just keep up on the help and find out what's going on with the animals in India, check out the incredible website, helpanimalsindia.org. It's one of the best I've ever seen in terms of the great education and informative and how it's set up and ease of navigation and everything. It's just a phenomenal website. And I consider it a personal favor. You sign up for the newsletter. and then make a donation. Any amount is appreciated, and you can make a one-time donation, or you can do what I've done and sign up for a regular monthly donation. I know it makes me feel real good when I get the notification every month that I've donated. So I'm doing my little part, and I hope the rest of you will join us. So it's helpanimalsindia.org. And Eileen, thank you so much for spending part of your Seafair Sunday with us here on Animal World.
Well, Martha, you're doing a big part, and we appreciate it, and we love you. Thank you so much.
All righty. God bless. Enjoy the cool weather for as long as it lasts.
Okay.
All righty. God bless you. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, see you in September. I'll see you. Da, 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 da. Oh, you're going to get me singing now. I knew that was going to come up because somebody, I was going to say, see you in September and a song's coming out, but you really don't want to hear me sing. So let's go ahead and take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and do a little current events and catch up on a little follow-up and get on the love train one more time before we get into the final hour of this week's Seafair edition of Animal World. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150, local talk for the body, mind, and soul.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, let's see. We heard from our wonderful NuPro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. The dog supplement is incredible. Most of us in the Animal World family have our dogs on the NuPro Supplement. And I'll tell you what, if you want the best skin and hair coat for your dog. NuPro is the way to go. It is a phenomenal supplement. We just talked to Janice, spent a couple hours with her the last live show we did. So you can go to the Animal World archives on MarthaNorwalk.com, and you can listen to Janice tell us about her wonderful adventures with her dog Tucker and all of that, and it's a great picture of him with his big ribbons up on Facebook, and find out about all the great ingredients in the supplements and why they work as well as they do. And then, of course, you can find the NuPro supplements in a lot of stores in the area, especially the dog supplement, but you can also order from Amazon. So NuProSupplements.com, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Remember our wonderful best bioenergetic synchronization technique and neuroenergetic balancer and Rasmussen reset guy, Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He's made his move to Idaho, but he can still help you or your animal friends with any healing and treatments. You can contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com. Click on the contact link and fill out the form. He always and still does a free no obligation phone evaluation. So fill out the contact form, tell him you want to chat with him, and he'll arrange a phone call and can get you set up for remote treatments, or the do-it-yourself at home program is still available through his website. So check it all out, healingministryforanimals.com. And then remember, next healing show with Dr. Nils and Linda is next Sunday. So that's the first show for Dr. Nils from his new home. So, of course, we're going to hear all about the move and where he is and all that cool stuff. So if you want to be in on all of the new details and stuff, you need to be here next week. Righty, and if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. Hey, Nathan, I think we're kind of stuck with this weather for what it is today.
So far seems to be the case.
You know, I told you that I saw a glimpse of sun. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that's all it was a glimpse for like 10 minutes, and then it's been gone and it's not been back. All so. Right. I think it's just gray, but did you say it was supposed to clear more this afternoon? And there's rain coming in, but I'm not sure. I need to know, do I have to water today or is it going to rain tomorrow?
Tomorrow, it's hard to say because I'm looking at my phone's weather forecast and it doesn't have any indication of rain. If I go to what I have here at the station, well, it's saying that there's a chance of showers in the morning on Monday. So we'll see what happens.
All righty then. I guess we better do current events. All righty. So, I'm the current events guy. Well, I should tell you, one of the current events going on at my house, I've tell you, in the time I was gone here the last week, my Pacific Slope flycatchers, Nathan, you know, the little birdies I had in the nest under my eaves, they raised up all their baby birdies and they all made it and they all fledged last Wednesday. So the flycatchers are out in the world, and now they're nowhere to be found. Remember, this was the first experience I ever had with flycatchers, and when I looked them up, it said nobody knows what they are because nobody ever sees them. They don't come to feeders. They stay in the trees. So apparently I was blessed with just them coming out of the trees to build a nest under my eaves, but now they're gone, and I haven't seen or heard from them since. So I just thought I'd let you know that all that went well. Now, on the current events list here, let's see, not a whole lot of new stuff going on. We know that Meow Cat Rescue is now open on Thursdays as well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. 1 to 5 p.m. So that's this afternoon if you want to go. Let's see. We've got at Seattle Humane, August 12th and 13th at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall. You'll find both Seattle Humane and Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project at the Sea Meow Convention. Now, I'm not really sure what that is, but it's the Sea Meow Convention is at the Seattle Center Exhibition Hall.
So S-E-A Meow?
S-E-A dash Meow Convention 2023. I think it might be the first one of these. But it says there'll be dozens of cat-related vendors, nonprofit organizations, and an entire fun-filled weekend. Sounds interesting, but I think if you go seattlehumane.org, Feral Cat Spay and Neuter Project, they both should have information up on their websites and so forth. But that's coming up August 12th and 13th. Let's see, is there Big Truck Day? This is also a Seattle Humane event. Friday, August 18th at Farrell McWhorter Park. That's in Redmond. I don't know where that is. But it says, close up and personal with Seattle Humane's Max Mobile. That's their adoption mobile. And other unique vehicles that serve our community. Call Redmond Parks and Registration for details. So, Big Truck Day. And they're going to have the Max Mobile there. So, that's another event if you want to join. All righty. I don't think there's much else going on. That'll be it. Other than next Sunday will be Best Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique, Neuroenergetic Balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Linda Rasmussen will be in the studio with me and Nathan and Stacy, and Dr. Nils will be hopefully zooming in from his new home in Idaho. We're going to hear all about his move and where he is and all of that. And for you at home, it's going to be pretty much the same as always, because the treatments are always remote over the air. But for us, it'll be a little different because Nils won't be with us in the studio. But if you want to be here for live radio, because we're likely to have some live radio snafu-ewies, that happens. So if you want to be here for all that fun and watching or at least listening to Nathan tap dance all over the place, then you want to be here next week. All righty, so that kind of does it for that. And, by the way, I was going to follow up my hummers. Hummingbird life is back to normal at Martha's House. It's been since the end of June, first week of July. The Rufus hummers raised their families, and they left. They've gone back to Mexico. So we just have just the Anna hummingbirds, and they're draining feeders, and as usual, and I assume they're going to be here for the winter. So that's all I can tell you on the birds and stuff. So I think that covers all the bases for, except Nathan, you had a little current events. You told me before the show, you live down in the South End. You're by that Reber Ranch place. Did you say there's something going on down there this weekend?
I need to look more into it. I just heard about an event going on. I don't know the details.
But I know the Reber Ranch is down in the South End, and Nathan says he's very close to that. And there was some kinds of I just thought if there's something going on today, we should know about it.
Oh, I just heard that Abby was going to be taken up there, and then you know.
Oh, your dog.
Heard, yeah.
Oh, so your Abby Border Collie is going to Reber Ranch for whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So they have
they'll have like
there.
A bunch of vendors there is what I understand. And
yeah. Now what you said was like a bark in the park without a baseball game.
Yeah, pretty much.
So it's a bark at Reber's Ranch.
I guess so.
Bark at the park at Reber's Ranch. All right. So you might want to check that out if you're in the South End, and you might see Abby Border Collie there because she's going to be at all the booths getting all the freebies. The
events calendar. I'm just pulling up their calendar now, seeing if I can get anything coming up. I think this might be it. It's on the 12th, so next Saturday it's a customer.
Oh, so it's next weekend. Okay.
Yeah, customer appreciation at Pet Central. So.
All right. Yeah. All right.
I think that's the event that they were talking about.
Okay. Well, that's excellent. All right. So we are going to close out hour number two and haul out the love train one more time. And remember, dancing is required. but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere, get up on your feet and join the love train with us. And I will cruise through and pick you up. And we're just going to spread the love and the light all over the country, all over the world. It's needed everywhere. So that's our focus. Get a little energized up for and exercised up for the day and the week, and to spread the love and light all over the world. Hopefully raise the vibration a little bit. So I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues. Seattle Dogs Homeless Program is next right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.